So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, I had you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them. And three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground. Very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after class is when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcast, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we are live.
Yep, here we go.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad. Well, I'm just saying that I'm glad. I wanted to say that I'm glad we were able to connect with Scott. Yeah. A bunch of
it's
mess
been a
ups,
comedy of errors, even after the episode.
I know. A lot of you guys don't know what was happening here, but it was a near disaster. First, we were on technical. We were running late. Then he couldn't figure stuff out. Then we couldn't figure stuff out. Then my headphones died halfway in the episode, and we had to scratch the whole episode. So what you guys were listening is actually a redo of conversation with him. So first, we appreciate Scott, you know, being
a good sport. Cool. And then he was sick when we did finally do the episode. It was like he stuck it out, even being sick. So, you know, we really appreciate that. Because people have canceled when they're not feeling well. And he just loaded up on Benadryl and
suck it up.
Yeah, he might have been wandering a little bit, drug-induced fog. But yeah. No, but it was still, he's a cool guy, and he had a lot of interesting things to say. And So
what did we take away from this?
I took away, you know, I got a lot. We always take notes, but I think one of the things that stuck out, and I think he just said it in passing, was it's okay not to know. And I think that's important. I think that gets overlooked a lot. And I tell that to my kids a lot too, is it's like, you don't know until you know, you know, or it's okay not to know. And now you do, you know, it's funny. Just before I came here today, we gave my daughter a phone. She's got her first cell phone. And we were debating on whether or not to do it like all parents do. And she's a tween.
First step of freedom.
Yeah. Well, that's what she thinks. But, you know, I told her, you're going to screw up. You're going to do the wrong thing with this. You're going to make mistakes. You know, whatever, we'll figure it out. And, you know, but don't worry about it. And, you know, as long as it's nothing too egregious, you know, we'll figure it out. But I think it's important. And I think that, as people, I think our, self-conscious behavior kicks in when we don't know things, and it really holds us back. It's okay not to know. You don't know until you know. Right? You don't know a technique until you know it. You don't know, I mean, anything until it's explained to you, or you figure it out on your own. And then you take it from there, and you know, and you move forward.
I think there's also the other component, or other side of what this whole conversation is, the fact that sometimes we expect of people to know certain things.
Oh yeah.
You know, and specifically like the jiu-jitsu related, I think often there is this notion of instructors knowing everything. You know, they have this library and decades of experience, and they should have answer to every question, which I don't necessarily, I don't know if I agree with it. I mean,
well, that, yeah.
Every black belt or every instructor, they know a lot. Do they know everything? I seriously doubt that, right? I mean, they know a lot, and they can be very helpful. They can provide a lot of guidance, but I think about, you know, the instructors who present the image of knowing everything. You know, I'm not sure how much truth to that is.
I don't think there's any. Nobody knows everything. Going back to Scott's episode and some of the episodes with other 10th Planet guys that we've had on, is like they talk about like Eddie Bravo being open to learning from a white belt. Like if he mm-hmm. sees something and he's interested in it mm-hmm. and it might work, hey, let's look at that. Mm-hmm. You know, let's take a closer look, right? And this is one of the best grapplers in the world, the most mm-hmm. inventive grapplers around. Mm-hmm. So for him to be able to say, hey, man, I don't know everything, and I can learn from anybody, that's great. And I also, you know, looking at lower ranks, sometimes they feel like, you know, so let's say you have somebody coming in for a seminar and they're teaching something you've never seen before, and they act like, well, you're a blue belt or a purple belt, you should know this. Well, you know, that's not what your school focuses on, and jiu-jitsu is so broad that maybe, you know, you guys aren't doing these entries into you know, these heel hooks and all that stuff, and that's okay too. So what? Now you know. And that's cool, and it's interesting, and you got a tool in your toolkit. But you should never feel bad for not knowing something, I don't think, you know.
Well, it's an interesting point of acknowledgement in our life. The fact that we admit the fact that we don't know something puts us in a point of curiosity, and at that point we can either ignore it or take action to change that, right? Mm-hmm. But admitting the fact that we know everything, why are you laughing?
It just reminds me of something that...
that I said?
No, Ray Corona always used to say.
Shout out to Ray. What did Ray say?
We were talking about... I don't remember what guard we were talking about. And he said, I don't know that. And somebody was like, you're a purple belt. And he said, I only know two guards, open and closed. go ahead. Sorry, I know I derailed you.
I don't know what I was saying. Now I got Ray on my mind, but... Yeah, I got Ray on my mind. Shout out to Ray again.
Were you saying something about like acknowledging something that, you know, opens you up?
Right. It, you know, like the point of vulnerability, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I acknowledge the fact that I'm not aware of this, or I'm not an expert, and it puts points of curiosity in front of us, and we have an opportunity to explore it. And I think that's very important. Anytime I see an instructor who has this curiosity point, this hey, listen, I haven't seen this, show me, teach me, you know, it really puts this very humble image around them, and that is very heavy, like for me, that means a lot. That means that person, you know, after a decade or two or three, however long they've been on the mat, they are still interested in mm-hmm. learning more, and they still acknowledge the fact that there are others who know more than he does or she does. And I think that humble character, it really speaks volumes about who they really are.
Yeah, for sure. And you just said something about they know more than they do. And sometimes I think we maybe look at things the wrong way. It's not more. It's just different. It's just something mm-hmm. different. It's not more. It's not less. You're not smarter. You're not dumber. It's just different. It's a different knowledge base. And where I think we run into trouble is when we say, when we discredit that other knowledge base, when we don't explore it, like you said, or at least accept its credibility if it's there. And, you know, I think just having a different point of view, listen, we've had legends on And the guys that have the best we have the best conversations with, who seem to be the most successful, who seem to be the happiest even, are the guys that always say, I can learn from anybody. I don't know, you know, there's so much more for me to learn. Or when I got my black belt, I was starting over. It was a new beginning. And then the people that we've had on, and there haven't been too many, but that have the attitude of like, you know, that they do know more than everybody else, or they've been around for so long that, you know, or they dismiss new stuff. I've always found that those conversations are really kind of boring, and it's like, you know, we need to get out of this episode. How do we get through this? You know? We're talking about it's okay not to know. And one of the other things we were kicking around is like having an open mind. And I think those two things go hand in hand.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, in order for you to gain more knowledge or more experience is, well, one starts that I don't know this. This is something new that I want to explore, you know, and being open-minded about it and putting yourself in this point of vulnerability where you can explore. Right.
Yeah, for sure. And then the opposite end of it is, it's okay not to, some people, we don't know a lot of us, when you're a white belt, a blue belt, even a purple belt, you don't, and it's okay. That's okay too. So the lack of knowledge is okay too. So speak up. I never saw that before. I don't know how to do that. I can't get into this position. What am I doing wrong here? Rather than just kind of keeping quiet and coasting through the class and then going home and thinking I'm not any good at this, or why aren't I grasping it, or I suck. You know, it's okay to say, hey, I've never seen that before. I don't know how to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I always used to tell the kids in class, especially the new ones, you know, like the trial kids that they're there the first day.
They're trying, yeah.
We don't expect you to know anything today. We don't expect you to do anything other than try and have a good time and make some friends. That's it. That's all you have to do today. And the things, you'll learn things, you know, as you go. And you know, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you'll have a ton of cool stuff going on. But yeah, it's, if nobody's ever shown you, if nobody's ever pointed you in the right direction or explained anything to you, and even if they have, and for whatever reason you didn't grasp it, it's okay to stand up and say, I don't know how to do this. There's nothing wrong with that. Cause then you're going to grow. So
I can't disagree with any of this.
It's only been 10 minutes. We got 10. Yeah, we got.
Well, we got to talk more. What are we going to talk about now? Really, you sounded very smart. So I wanted to leave you on like.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about some crazy experiences on the mats in kids' classes?
I thought you didn't want to bring up puking kids.
I don't want, you know, maybe the parents listen and I don't want the parents to feel bad. But we have had on occasion. That's something you don't know how to clean vomit off mats until you have
until
to
you
clean
do
the vomit
until
off the
you
mats.
Do
yeah or other bodily secretions.
I'm pretty confident that every academy has experienced this at some point or another, like it's just
kids come here.
I feel bad. I really feel bad. It's not pleasant physically, obviously, but there's a point of embarrassment and it's
but they're kids. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, but they get home from school, they slam down a snack. They're drinking milk on the way to class, and the next thing you know,
and then they're making it running in circles. So
yeah,
there
right.
is
yeah. up and down. Up
there's
and down.
There's nothing. Rolling. There's nothing easy in that stomach.
Yep, that's why I don't eat before class.
Yeah,
same reasons. Same reasons.
Anyway, but it's all cleaned up. It's all good.
Yeah,
the crew at Roll Academy did a phenomenal job.
That's right. Everybody gloved up.
But listen, this is where you can really see the cohesiveness of the team when things like this happen. Yeah. I mean, like literally, boom, 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 boom. Everybody like. Nobody was even talking and everybody was doing stuff while class was happening, right? Yeah. So it's like, it's almost like 2 minutes later and you don't even know that this occurred, yeah. You know?
Well, I heard you call for Becca who works in the office and I was like, it could be anything. Tom should could be micromanaging. You don't know. Let's see.
And should I come out of the office or should I stay in the office?
Well, then I heard a mom go, oh, I feel so bad for her. And I knew, oh, swallow. I bet somebody puked. Why else would she feel bad, you know? And then we got to it. So I hope you're not listening during dinner. But those are some of the fun adventures that happen at jiu-jitsu that a lot of people don't get to see.
Yeah.
So when you get your blue belt, if you're a white belt, you get your blue belt and your instructor says, hey, want to help with kids' classes?
Consider this.
Yeah, this is what's in your future.
Nobody tells you this.
Yeah.
So, all right.
All right, are we done here?
Yeah, we should wrap up.
Yeah, we filled 3 more minutes.
That's good. Great. It's all about the timing.
Yep.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.